Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts,
but we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode. Normally, this is where we hear from you and we share your comments and thoughts and answer your questions to the best of our ability, but we're doing things a little differently for this episode.
Oh, we sure are.
If you would like to share a comment about what you hear today or on any episode, you can text or leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390, and you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can talk amongst yourselves on the Forever 35 Reddit, which is at subreddit, I should say, reddit.com/r/forever35. There's also the Forever 35 Facebook group, where the password is serums. Normally, we tell you to visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. But you know, I don't know how many links there's going to be today.
That's right, Dory, because we've got something special planned for this episode.
We do. We thought, you know, what with the election and all coming up tomorrow, we just wanted to take a little break from reality. And we wanted to take a break and go to Dory's hotel.
Yes. And if you're just tuning in and you haven't been listening to the podcast in a while, over the course of the pandemic, Dory and I have done some visualizations where we journey to a hotel of her dreams, essentially.
But it's also of your dreams and of everyone else's dreams.
Yes, we kind of essentially have a fantasy.
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. we take a vacation and everything that's going on in the world kind of slips away. Kind of like what Kim Kardashian actually did in her real life.
Oh, hey.
Oh, topical commentary.
But what? You know, you don't have to quarantine for 2 weeks before you go to Dory's hotel.
No, this is something we can all do. It's accessible yep. to all of us. It's free it here on this podcast. So
it is.
We have two journeys planned for this episode.
We do. So, Kate, I thought for our first trip, we would go somewhere that you and I are very familiar with. But I think many of our listeners are familiar with.
Some might even live there.
No, some might even live there. We are going to the Big Apple.
That's right.
We're going to New York City, baby. We're going to New York right before Christmas. And this is a time that, even though it kind of drove me crazy when I lived there, because a couple Christmases I worked at right by Rockefeller Center, and it's just like so crowded and touristy, but there is something really magical about New York at Christmas time.
There is. There's the hustle and bustle. There are the lights. There's like the crisp air, but it's not miserable winter yet. We should also say that there's often huge menorahs everywhere too to honor the Hanukkah season.
Yes. It just all feels very festive and cozy, like as cozy as New York can feel. And like, you know, sometimes you'd be coming home from work and you'd go into a dark wood paneled bar, and you just kind of shake yourself off from the cold, and it would just feel so homey and nice.
Or people might be caroling and busking in the subway.
Yes.
And this fantasy, we are journeying to New York, but we should say we're journeying to a New York around the holidays that's not so crowded it makes you want to scream. It's the perfect amount of people. Perfect.
Yes.
But where you can still get a seat on the subway.
You don't feel jostled all the time.
No.
It's just ideal.
You're energized by
the
people and the movement around you. And you kind of feel like you're in a rom-com a bit. It has that like that magical New York of the movie Serendipity.
You almost feel like you're in a montage.
Perfect music playing.
Yes, exactly. And you want to do all the perfect New York winter things. You go to the tree lighting at Rockefeller Center. You go see the Rockettes. You go on a stroll through Central Park, not on a carriage because those horses are kind of sad what happens to them. But you go on a nice stroll and the park is all lit up and it's just so beautiful.
Can I also say, Dory, that it hasn't snowed yet. It's just cold. So the weather is dry. So your feet are not getting wet and you're wearing your most comfortable shoes that also look cool.
And you're wearing a nice new winter coat that you look so good in.
And it keeps you so warm.
Yes, but it's not bulky.
No, it's very flattering.
No, yes, exactly. You also spend a languid afternoon at the Met just wandering, going from exhibit hall to exhibit hall. And it just feels so nice. And then when you come out of the Met, there's just a few snowflakes drifting down from the sky. And you decide, you know, right now, it'd be really nice to go ice skating in Bryant Park. So you head over to Bryant Park. You rent a pair of skates. There's no line, of course. And you just skate around. And it just feels, the wind is in your face. But again, not too cold. There's a couple of snowflakes. It's just idyllic. And then afterwards, you have hot cocoa, of course. And then that night, you have plans to have a drink at the Algonquin. And you see an amazing Broadway show, and you just leave the show feeling energized and good. And then you head back to your hotel, which, of course, this being a fantasy, you're staying in a suite at the Carlisle Hotel on the Upper East Side, one of the fanciest, most luxurious hotels in New York. And you walk in, and a jazz band is playing in the bar on the ground floor, and you're captivated by the music. It just feels so perfect. Like you walk back to your hotel and there's just this amazing jazz band playing. Your cheeks are flushed.
Take a minute to feel the warmth of the inner space. Like your body comes in from the cold, mm-hmm. and then you're immediately enveloped in the heat.
Yeah, and it just of the feels warm so lobby. Good. Mm. Mm-hmm. So you just stand there for a second and you're thinking, should I go into the bar? I'm kind of tired, but I'm in New York. Okay, I'll go into the bar. So you go into the bar, you sit down. It's thankfully not the night that Woody Allen plays at the bar at the Carlisle Hotel. Anyway, so as you're sitting there listening to this jazz band, and they're amazing, of course, there's a person, can be a man, can be a woman, can be someone non-binary. I mean, whatever your mind and heart are telling you, playing upright bass. And as you're listening to the music and watching the band, you catch their eye. And Kate, is it my imagination or did they just smile at you?
They did. They have a crooked smile.
Yes, a crooked smile. A charming smile.
Crooked smiles are always charming with a dimple that just kind of pops up and then they catch your eye. But then just as they caught it, it's gone again. And their focus is so intense and singular on playing that upright bass.
You're just mesmerized by their fingers on the upright bass. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, you've never even thought about the upright bass before. Like,
no, but it's a beautiful instrument.
It's transcending over the sounds of the other instruments.
Yes.
Directly into your being.
Even though it's a bass, it's not supposed to be, you know, in the foreground, but for you, it is. And you're just, you're just mesmerized by this upright bass and this upright bassist. And you watch their fingers on the upright bass, you just find your mind wandering. Next thing you know, you're just thinking about their fingers all over your body.
Don't worry. Oh
my God. Whoa. What has happened? Excuse me.
The hands that belong to this person are strong.
Yes.
They're
beautiful hands.
They've got nails that look manicured, but they're probably not.
They're clean.
Clean, trimmed, strong.
And just the bassist plays with such self-assurance.
You know they're confident.
Yes. So you
what
sip
are we drinking
hot,
in the bar? Oh, a hot toddy.
Oh, you're drinking a hot toddy.
Okay.
Because even though it was warm as you walked into the hotel, it's still cold outside. And a hot toddy is just such a classic winter drink that you felt compelled to order once. And it's a delicious hot toddy, of course. So you're sitting at the bar, just enjoying the music. Finally, when their set is over, you linger. You're sipping your hot toddy, just thinking about the beautiful music that you just heard. And the bassist comes over to the bar for a drink. And next thing you know, you're deep in conversation with the bassist. It turns out they're just a really fascinating person. And then they're coming up to your room. And as you walk into your room, there's a fire going in the fireplace. And you're kind of standing around awkwardly and you're kind of thinking, oh, what have I done? I invited the bassist up to my room. What is happening? But there's a knock at the door and it's room service, Kate. Without you even having to order, they've brought you a warm brownie sundae.
Okay. So it's like when you get a special treat to your room. This has never happened to me, but they're like, we just want to celebrate you being at this hotel.
Well, it's kind of like that, but you had also specifically requested that every night they bring up a warm brownie sundae as soon as you get to your room. So they had seen you come in. They'd seen you go to the bar. They're not like stalking you, but they're a luxury hotel. So they notice what all their guests are doing.
They
saw you go
service.
Up in the elevator. Exactly. And they said, okay, time for Ms. Spencer's brownie sundae. And then
What's the bassist? Can I ask a question, Dory? Does the bassist have their bass with them? Or does the bass stay in the bar?
The bassist had to bring the bass with them.
Great. So there's
there's a bass there, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
A bass and a bassist.
And a bassist and a brownie.
And a brownie sundae. And you ask the bassist if they want a bite of the brownie sundae. And they look at you and they wordlessly pick up a spoon and they feed you a bite of the brownie sundae. And then you're feeding each other the brownie. I'll let you fill in the blanks for what happens next. But the next morning when you wake up, they're gone. Light is filtering through the window.
Is it snowing
still?
You feel
groggy, but it is. The snow is coming down. It's that light, fluffy snow. It hasn't gotten dirty on the street yet. And you're feeling kind of groggy, but also refreshed and calm. And you notice that they've left a note on your nightstand that says, call me the next time you're in town. You smile and order room service and draw a bath and just think, oh, this vacation is just turning out to be so much more relaxing than you could have ever imagined.
And then you look off in the corner through the bathroom into the bedroom of the suite and you realize they've left their bass.
Yep.
And then when you get out of that, you get out of that bath, you put on a soft terry cloth robe. You wrap your head in a pillow that feels like a towel that feels like a cloud. And then you just go over to that bass and you strum it wistfully.
Because you've never played the upright bass before, but suddenly you know how to play.
It's innate. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You realize this trip to New York has taught you more than you ever thought possible.
Mm-hmm. And it has more to teach you.
Well, Dory.
Kate, I really enjoyed our trip to New York.
I also want to say I really like that you left on this trip, you left things vague with the bassist in that, like, you don't need to have an intimate sexual encounter with the bassist.
No, but maybe you did.
Maybe you did. But maybe you also just fed each other brownies and then were like, well,
and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
On your luxurious bed. Well, you know, Kate, we're going to take a short break.
And when we come back,
we have to cool off, take a cold shower. We are going to go to another locale.
This was a request by me.
It was. And I hope I fulfilled it.
Oh, Dory, trust me. You are the maker of all my fantasies. So,
so flattering.
All right.
We'll
see you on the
other
side.
Okay.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do. Amazing. Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible. Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and
this.
Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right. Well, we have returned. Kate, how was your shower?
It was not quite as luxurious as the one at the Carlisle Hotel.
I know, same. I feel the same.
But I am in a cozy sweatshirt, so I'm ready. I'm ready to be back.
Oh, good. Well, you know, as you said before the break, this next jaunt was a personal request of yours. And I just want to set the scene for everyone because it was a request that spoke deeply to me. And whoever you are going on this journey, you've just always had a thing for quaint British seaside towns. I mean, for me, maybe it was all the Poldark, just set in Cornwall. But anyway, now that the pandemic is finally over, we can travel safely again, we can cross borders, you've decided that your first trip abroad is going to be to a quaint British seaside town.
Oh, I'm here for this.
So you get there, you arrive. It's like, it's summer, but it's not too hot.
Classic British. You've got the seaside air.
Yes, yes. And you arrive at your hotel, which is a seaside inn overlooking the water. And a gruff but kind innkeeper shows you to your room, which is the whole top floor, which sounds big, but it's like one of those old inns. So it's kind of the old attic.
Yes. And Dory, the roof of the hotel, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a thatched cottage roof. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
And the wood floor of your floor in the inn is like that uneven wood. It's
yes.
been worn down by centuries of the mm-hmm. pitter-patter of feet before you.
Yep. But somehow they've managed to put in really great soundproofing so you don't hear anyone below you and they don't hear you.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's just the magic of the inn.
It is. So you decide you're going to open the windows. You breathe in some salt air. You lean out. It's just so nice. You think, oh, I could just stay here with my head out the window all day. But no, you're here on vacation to experience this quaint seaside town. So you head out, you decide to explore, and you quickly come across on a small side street on a hill, maybe cobblestone street.
100% uneven cobblestone.
Yes. It's like the quintessential used bookstore.
What book are you looking for?
Well, you know, you might be looking for a cozy mystery. You might be looking for a romance novel. Whatever you're looking for, they have. Because they only have wonderful recommendations and they have like every genre you could be looking for. What are you looking for?
You know, I'm looking for something I can only find on this trip.
Ooh.
I want something unique to the experience, and I want a recommendation from the staff who's worked there forever.
Totally.
They're like family at this point. They love what they do. They have a real bond with their customers, and they are passionate about the written word.
So you head over to they tell you, why don't you have a seat in our cafe and I'll bring you over some books. And their cafe is tiny and charming and just has a few seats that are, you know, the overstuffed armchairs and some footstools. And again, there's a fire going. Even though it's summer, it's like it's still a tad chilly, perfect for a fire. It just makes everything feel so cozy. But they, in this cafe, you can also smell a delicious aroma coming from the kitchen. And as she brings over the recommended books, the proprietor of the store says, oh, that would be our Chelsea buns, dear. They'll be out of the oven in just a moment. It's like a raisin currant,
like a scone?
It's like a currant roll, kind of.
Okay. That sounds like it would be great with like some of that like creamy stuff that British people put on top of breads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
Clotted cream?
Yes. Yes, Dory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she tells you they're going to be out of the oven in just a moment. And she sets down your books and she says, I'll bring you one when they're ready. And she says, I'll also bring you a cup of tea.
Mm.
So she brings over the bun. She brings over the tea. The first book you pick up, you're just engrossed by. So you spend a couple of hours there. Just reading, nibbling on a warm bun, sipping tea, and you buy a few books on your way out. And then she says, if you need any more books while you're here, please come back or I can send some over to the inn.
And Dory, she gives you a delightful canvas tote to carry your books out in.
She does.
And it's a canvas
tote.
The name
of the bookstore.
Yeah, it's a canvas tote that you will use again. It's not the kind that you look at and you're like, what do I do with this? I appreciate it, but what do I do with it? It's the kind that you're like, this canvas tote will last me for decades.
Of course, it's the perfect canvas tote. So you decide to stroll through town with your canvas tote of books, which isn't heavy, even though it's quite a few books. And everyone is friendly in the town. It's not like one of those villages where people are wary of tourists and kind of, you know, give you a snooty look as you walk through town. This is a town where everyone's just happy to see you. And you decide before you head back to your hotel, you're going to wander down to the sea. It's not, again, it's not especially warm today, but there are people on the beach and you kind of impulsively decide to just take off your shoes, roll up your pants, dip your feet in the water. And as soon as you do, you feel a wave of calm just settle into your body. You stand there in the sunshine, letting the cool water wash over your feet, enjoying the breeze, inhaling the clean, salty air. And for the first time since the pandemic started, you feel completely at peace.
Wow. I'm shook. Listen. That was the only thing that I want to add, Dori, is that later that evening, you settle in for an early dinner at the inn and you have a warming stew.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
And it's whatever you need it to be. It could be vegan. It could be full of meat. But there's definitely chunky potatoes in it and lots of thick vegetables and a savory gravy to the stew.
And it's just delicious.
It's so filling, and you just kick back and read at your small little table with one of the books that you picked up from the book proprietor. That's all.
Well,
I feel calm, Dori. I feel calm.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Well, look, let's take another break, and then we'll come back and just kind of wrap up where we've been and what we've learned.
Great. BRB.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right. We're back.
I genuinely feel relaxed.
Oh, good. Well, that was the idea. That was the hope.
I truly hope that anyone who might be listening to this, especially if you are listening the Monday before the national presidential election and all the other elections happening, or the day of, or the day after, or the weeks after, who knows, that this brings you a bit of a break.
Yeah. Just a little respite.
Just a, like a warm cup of tea at a bookstore. That's what we want this to be. Or a shared brownie sundae.
I mean, look, who doesn't like a warm brownie sundae?
Even I. And imagine. Yes, go ahead.
Imagine if you just didn't even have to order it. It just showed up.
I would also want like a decaf coffee with it to cut the sweet.
Ooh.
Something to cut the sweet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The cutting of the sweet is always the best part of dessert. besides the dessert. Well, you know, as I said to Dory privately before we recorded this, I think she really needs to write some sort of cozy, snuggly book based on one of these.
And as I said, I'll write the outline. Someone else can do the actual writing.
I mean, can you just imagine, like, we're in the seaside village, you're the tourist, and while you're there, a mystery happens?
For whatever reason,
you decide to stay and solve the mystery in this seaside town where you are but a tourist?
I mean, look, stranger things have happened.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for coming on these journeys with me. I couldn't do them without you.
Did you ever think this is what we would be doing when we made a podcast?
No, I didn't. But you know, that's the beauty of our podcast. Just takes us places we never thought we'd go.
Truly. And I've never been to a British seaside town. So this is...
I haven't either. And as I was doing a little Googling about British seaside towns to, you know, because you gave me the brief. So I did.
I gave you this assignment.
I was like, oh, they are so charming.
Yeah.
That's all.
They would be perfect. I mean, truly in a post-pandemic world, maybe that's my number one travel destination.
I mean, I even included a photograph of the quaint British seaside town bookshop that I was basing my narrative on.
Yeah, and we should say previously when we've done this, we've not done any research. They've been purely organic, but you went to the internet for some visual inspiration.
I did. Well, you know, Kate, when you have, I felt like I needed to rise to the challenge.
Well, you did. You did. And
Thank you so much.
The picture of the bookstore that you found is called the Apple Door Bookshop.
Yeah, I hadn't even put that together, but that is the name of the town that I looked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found some article about like 10 best British seaside towns. And that was the one that I was like, this one.
In
and then
Biddeford?
I Googled bookshop. I Googled Bic bookshop and there it was.
So Biddeford, United Kingdom, is where we're headed after this pandemic is done.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
We're coming for you.
Well, all right, listeners, as we said on the last episode, if you do have requests for future episodes of Dory's Hotel, please do let us know.
Dory is ready to take you on the journey.
I am. And we appreciate you. And, you know, I just hope everyone can find some peace and calm over the next few days.
Yeah. And don't forget to go vote.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Bye,
everyone.